Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Reason to be proud. It began in the 1830s when President Andrew Jackson blazed the Trail of Tears and deported the five civilized tribes, Cherokee, Choctaw, Chickasaw, Creek, and Seminole. Brought them far out west to what eager white politicians called Indian Territory. The plan was simple. Stick the whole bunch together out there on open land, it wasn't, to prosper in their own native ways. That's a pipe dream. President assumed the solution to the Indian problem, Native people were always getting in the way, was to jam them together in some woebegone corner where they could do whatever the heck it is that Indians do for as long as rivers run and all that empty treaty language. And it didn't stop there. Sticking indigenous people out of sight and mind caught on. Soon enough, it was the Osage who'd been pushed west for almost a century and were already living on territory that would become Kansas. The thing is, no scallywag had the slightest suspicion that Osage land in Indian territory floated on an ocean of liquid gold, oil. Once the first gusher in Bartlesville, 1903, sprang from that red and stony ground, the Osage became filthy rich. Maybe especially here in the U.S. of A., money, great piles of it, draws entrepreneurs in equal volume with vermin. When the reservation got drilled, white men did what had to be done to secure whatever they could get of all that Osage money, including murder, even their own family members. One of the first investigations into those vile crimes was done by a woman named Gertrude Simmons Bonine, who co-wrote a study titled Oklahoma's Poor Rich Indians, An Orgy of Graft and Exploitation of the Five Civilized Tribes, Legalized Robbery. Miss Bonin did the hardcore stuff in 1924 while the horrors were erupting and co-wrote a 40-page document that revealed ongoing crimes in Osage County, Oklahoma. The findings included these: that a woman, after being dead 4 years, was resurrected as a man and able to sign a lease, all attested by witnesses and a notary public. That Indian children have been allowed to die for lack of nourishment because of the heartlessness and indifference of their professional guardians who had ample funds in their possession. Gertrude Simmons Bonin's birth name was Zitkalasa, or Redbird. She is among the finest writers of those raised in a teepee. People who know Native American literature would be happy to point out that Zitkalasa was, and still is, a powerful Native voice. She went to boarding school at Carlisle, then returned to teach there, music in fact, but began to publish short stories in the most important magazines of her day, stories that brought boarding school horrors to light, stories that rather quickly got her fired. The thing is, Redbird was born here. Gertrude Simmons Bonney is a real Siouxlander, Yankton Sioux. She's one of ours, all of ours. Just thought I'd mention it. We have reason to be proud. Thank you.